Tricia Childers, and welcome to the Home on Purpose podcast. It is February, and 2022 is well underway, and we are inching closer and closer toward one of my favorite seasons, spring. And as this program, Home on Purpose, is all about home management and organization, and yes, tidying up and cleaning and decluttering, as you can imagine, one of our big topics that we talk about every year is spring cleaning. A lot of us have some mixed emotions when it comes to spring cleaning. We love the idea. We love visualizing what our home will look like when it's over, but we don't necessarily feel that great about the process and the work that it takes to get there. So a lot of us do the same kind of thing every year, and I'm guilty of this too. We make big plans for our homes. We say, this is the year I'm finally going to clean out that garage, or I am going to get on my hands and knees and give every single bathroom and the kitchen a deep cleaning. I'm going to scrub down everything. Or you know all of those closets that I've walked past and ignored? You know all that extra junk that's filling them up and causing problems? Well, no more. This is the time that I am finally going to pull everything out and get rid of the clutter. We make these big goals for our house, and they're all wonderful goals, right? Decluttering, getting organized, cleaning the house. This is what Home on Purpose is all about, right? These are good things to do because they make our lives easier. They make our homes more pleasant. They make our spaces function better and look nicer. So these are good things to do. But then we come face to face with the reality of all of the work that it will take to get there. And we realize, oh my goodness, I think I've bitten off more than I can chew. Like doing the entire garage, ugh, that's so much work. Cleaning every bathroom and the kitchen, ugh. And I never really noticed how high these windows are. How am I gonna even clean those things in the first place? And when we come face to face with those obstacles, we tend to back down. We say things like, well, it would take so much work to accomplish that goal, and I probably won't have time, and I don't want to start if I can't finish. And even if I could finish, is that end result really worth all of this work? Maybe I can do something a little bit better and probably more enjoyable with my time off during the spring. So since we obviously can't accomplish these big, giant, grandiose goals, we give up and don't do anything. And then another year goes by and we're living with the same annoyances. We look around at our home and say, ugh, it's dusty and dirty and that bathroom is smelling and look at my oven and oh, you open that closet to get something and you realize it is still a mess. It is still filled with junk. And then you feel a little bit guilty that you gave up on your spring cleaning goals for yet another year. Well, I want this year to be different. I want 2022 to be a year of success. A lot of us have had so many struggles and difficulties and frustrations the past couple of years. I think we could all use a win. We could all use a victory. And spring cleaning is the perfect way to do just that. Because what you do with your home and your spaces is totally up to you. Whatever else is going on in the world, whatever else is on the news or on the internet, whatever else anybody else says, this is your home, these are your spaces, this is your stuff, and you get to manage it any way that you want to. So if you don't like the way that your garage looks or the way that your bathroom smells or the way that your kitchen functions, you have the power to change it. And that's what I want for you. I want you to have that win. I want you to enjoy that victory. Let's make the spring of 2022 the year that we finally give our homes this serious spring cleaning that we have always wanted. Okay, now I'm sure some of you are listening to that and thinking, sure, Trish, it sounds great. It sounds wonderful. You paint a lovely picture, but if you rewind your very own podcast, didn't you just hear yourself talk about how difficult spring cleaning can be and how it can be so overwhelming and intimidating that we give up? How am I going to avoid falling into that trap all over again this year? Well, just like everything else in life, if you want a different outcome, you have to use a different approach. And that's exactly what I'm going to share in this episode. I'm going to describe one simple task. The very first step that you can take on your way to a successful spring cleaning. It shouldn't take that long, especially if you get your family involved. It is very straightforward, and what it offers at the end is amazing clarity. For those of you who have been following Home on Purpose for a while now, you may have heard me talk about this before. It is what I call right room tidy. This is not the same as cleaning up your home. If you tell your kids tidy up your room, what you're asking them to do is to take all of their belongings and put them away where they belong. So if my daughter has a sweater, you know, on the floor of her room, she would have to either put it in the laundry basket if it's dirty or hang it up on a hanger and put it in her closet where it belongs. That would be proper cleaning. Well, you'll be happy to know that that is not the kind of cleaning that I'm suggesting that you do. Right room tidy is much, much easier than that because, as you can tell by the title, all I'm asking you to do is get every item in your home into the right room. So if my daughter has left a sweater on the back of the living room couch, all she has to do is get that sweater to her bedroom. She can throw it on her bed, she can throw it on the floor, I don't care. As long as it's in the room, that's good enough for now. That's all right room tidy is. So the way that I like to do it, especially with my kids, is I give each of them like a bin or a bag or something, and I say, go to the kitchen, go to the living room, go to the dining room, go to every space in the house and gather everything that actually belongs in your room and take it there. You don't have to put it away perfectly. You just have to get it into its correct room. And then when they dump out that basket on the floor, they look around their room for anything that doesn't belong in their room. Okay, this is a water bottle, or that's an old plate from a snack that they took up. They belong in the kitchen. Okay, get that to the kitchen. Do we have to wash those dishes and put them away? No, you can dump them on the island or the dining room table for now. The point is, if it belongs in the kitchen, get it to the kitchen. And so if my kids do that, and I do that, and my husband does that, it won't take very long to get the entire house right room tidy. Now, obviously, by the end of this process, our house is not going to look gorgeous. There is still going to be a ton of stuff in each of these rooms that is not put away properly. In fact, some of the areas of your home might look horrific by the time right room tidy is done. For example, if your kids have spread their toys out all over the house and you have them gather everything and just dump it on the floor of the play area, that play area is going to be a disaster by the end. When that happens, though, take a deep breath and say that's okay, because remember, the goal here is not to have a perfectly clean house. The whole reason we're doing right room tidy in the first place is, as I said before, to give you clarity. Gathering each category of stuff into its proper space helps us see those spaces and see those categories of stuff with unobstructed vision. You may have this vague idea, this impression that you're probably accumulating a few too many playthings, but when those toys are scattered across every room of the house, and some are in the car, and some are in the backyard, and some are in the basement, it's hard to see things clearly. You don't really have a strong handle on exactly what the toy situation is. But when you send your kids to all of those different rooms around the house and they gather all of those toys and they keep piling more and more in the play area, watching that mountain grow larger and larger, the whole family can see the toy collection for what it really is. In fact, you might even go ahead and take a picture of that giant mountain of toys. That way, when spring cleaning time comes and you tell the kids, hey guys, we're going to have to downsize the toy collection, and they start to complain, oh, mommy, why? You just show them that picture and say, remember this? This is why. Now, on the other hand, let's say that you go through the entire right room tidy process and your kids gather all of the toys into the play area, and at the end of the day, it's not so bad. That is also incredibly useful clarity, because now you know, of all of the projects that you could do this spring, toys is not a top priority. What's nice about that clarity is as you turn your attention to other areas of the home, you're not going to be wondering or worried or feeling guilty that you're not tackling the toys. You know with confidence that it wasn't worth your effort. That's the power of Right Room Tidy. We can see clearly which areas of our home and which categories of stuff truly merit our attention, and then we make better decisions about how to spend our spring cleaning time. If you want that clarity, here's my challenge for you. At some point in the next couple of weeks, choose an afternoon, clear your schedule, and get the whole family to take everything that's in the wrong room and get it into the right room. Once the entire house is right room tidy, take a little bit of time to consider the results and let that newfound clarity guide you as you make your spring cleaning plans for this year. To help you do that, I'm actually giving everybody a free template. So right next to this podcast audio file, you will see a button that says download my spring cleaning template. Go ahead and click on that button. Download the file and print yourself a couple of copies. As you walk through each room of your home and open up all of the closets and look at the results of Right Room Tidy, anytime you see an issue that you would love to resolve, or a category of stuff that's gotten out of hand, or a room that's just really dirty and smelly, and you think this is probably a good project for spring cleaning, go ahead and write it down on the template. You might walk into your kitchen and see a whole mess of stuff on the kitchen counters that isn't actually kitchen stuff. And your kids look at you and they say, well, I didn't know where else to put it. And you said put it in the right room. And I thought, I guess the kitchen? So we just dumped it on the counters. Well, in that case, you might write down as one of your spring cleaning goals to find a new organization system for all of this miscellaneous stuff. That way it doesn't migrate to the kitchen anymore. Now, you don't have to decide right away exactly how you're going to solve the problem. All you're doing is making a note on your template that reorganizing the kitchen is a possible spring cleaning project. Once you've written that down, you move on to the next room. Maybe you go in the family room and say, hey, it's not so bad. It's a little dusty, it probably needs vacuuming, but it's not a crazy top priority. You might not even bother to write anything down for the family room in that case. Then you move on to the bathroom and you realize that the family has accumulated way too many medicines and band-aids and lotions and vitamins and nobody knows where to put them, so they're dumping them in this bathroom, but the cabinets are full. Okay, bathroom, top priority. Got to declutter, downsize, and get that organized. You just write that down on your template and you move on to the next room. And by the time you've gone through the entire house, you have on your template a list of top priority spring cleaning projects. And you might be surprised. You might look at that list and go, oh, that's not so bad. Yeah, I can do that. Great, you've got your plan for spring cleaning. Post that template on your refrigerator, and over the next few weeks, as you get closer to spring cleaning time, you can start to mull over the details of exactly what you're going to be doing and how long it's going to take you. Now, some of you, as you go through this process, might run into a snag. You'll get the house right room tidy, you'll get the template, and as you walk into every room of the house, you'll find yourself writing down project after project after project, where it feels like every room of the house, every category of stuff needs decluttering, reorganizing, and a deep cleaning, and your project list just gets way too long. If that starts to happen, take a deep breath, don't worry about it. Because writing these things down on this list doesn't mean that you are committing to actually follow through with these projects. All you're doing is getting an idea of the projects you could do this year for spring cleaning. So keep walking through your entire house, keep writing down everything that you think your home needs, no matter how long the list gets. And then when you're done, you can look over the entire list and decide what really is most important for you this year. You might look at the whole list and say, yeah, all of these little projects are important, but what's really causing the most trouble is the garage. Okay, then this year you make the garage your one and only priority. If you don't get to anything else on the list, that's okay because the garage will be done. Or you might decide to do two or three little projects. I'm going to clean out that hall closet and give my master bathroom a deep cleaning and wash the windows that are in the kitchen. It's totally up to you. Plus, you don't have to decide everything right now. You might start with just one small project and give yourself that success. Enjoy the satisfaction of crossing that project off of your list and feeling good about what you've done. And then you can look over the rest of the list and decide what you're going to do next. Now, chances are, by the time you've finished that first spring cleaning project, your home is no longer right room tidy, but that's okay, because all of that wonderful clarity that you gained by getting your home right room tidy is still recorded on that template. So that's my challenge to you this spring. Now, I've been talking about spring cleaning because that's the season that we happen to be in right now, but the truth is you can use this strategy anytime you want to. Anytime it feels like your stuff and your spaces are kind of sort of getting a little bit out of control and you'd like to get back to square one and get some clarity, all you have to do is clear an afternoon and tell your whole family, okay guys, whatever is in the wrong room, get it into the right room. And then grab a pad and a pencil and walk through every room of your home and let that clarity guide you. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to learn more about our program, visit practicalfamily.org/homeonpurpose.